Pull up a seat, sit down, and listen. We're going to get started here in a couple seconds, I guess. Sounds like there's an echo here or something. Oh, well, maybe it's just me. I'm Ed, and I'm an addict. Like Michelle said, I'm here to speak a little bit about how we formed this area, and then how we stayed unified with it, I guess. Kind of goes hand in hand there. So, first of all, I got to do the traditional thing and thank all the previous speakers. They all did a good job, and all the messages that we carried to each other are all very important. And thanks to Tim, he made me call my sponsor before I got to speak here, you know. So that helps out a lot, you know. A couple other things I want to say before I get started, you know. It's first of all, good to see everybody from Indiana, all my friends here supporting me. And, geez, I got two other people here that I totally love, personal friends of mine from about 20 years ago, I guess we'll say. And, you know, I just like seeing them at all the events I go to, including regional service office, which I don't see one of them anymore because she finished her commitment. You know, before I get started, I want to say one thing. You know, if you don't get anything out of what anybody else said here tonight, today, this afternoon, I should say, you know, you were here, you know, and that's at least 5 more hours you got clean, you know. And that's an important thing there because, like, sometimes, you know, when we used to count the minutes, the hours, then the days, you know, and then you finally got to the weeks and the months, and then everybody got, you know, started getting excited about being in recovery. And that's what it was all about, you know. Getting excited about being here and understanding that, like, you know, you come here, you meet people you don't know, and before long, they're your friends, you know. And that's very important because, like, we, you know, banded together many years ago before I even knew about it. I was just nothing then. And now I've worked myself up to, you know, thinking that I might know a little bit about this fellowship, you know. So I'm kind of glad that I was asked to speak about the Laurel Mountains Highland area. So here we go. About, well, exactly 16 years ago, not today, but 16 years ago, a band of us got together and decided to, you know, break away from the outer areas. At that time, Indiana was part of the Northeast area. Yay! It was, you know, it was a wonderful area. Don't get me wrong. You know, I loved it. I did a lot of work down there. You know, I sold literature for them and stuff, was on committees and stuff, you know, because I believe service was always, you know, important, you know. I used to go to, on the north side, I don't remember the name of the church, but that's where service started for me. So, that's it. You know, and like I walked in there, I had 6 months clean, and I walked into this room, and you were allowed to smoke at meetings. You know, it was a very long, narrow room, but you couldn't see the guy at the end of the table there because, you know, everybody was smoking so much. And right there, I thought that was just so cool, you know. I mean, White Castle was around the corner, you know, stuff like that. It was cool, you know. So, like, you know, that was the beginning of my introduction to service. So a long time after that, like, I didn't know what to do, so I didn't attend very many regional meetings and stuff. So we finally found a place closer, and there was about 5 of us, and everybody hated 4 of them. So, like, we joined the Northeast area, and and that's where we found our home. We did stuff down there that was just... It was just fantastic the way it was built up and organized and put together and stuff. All this knowledge was shared. All these ideas came up. All these people come up with their own opinions on stuff, you know. It was just fantastic to me, you know. And then I remember one day that they had this thing down there. It was called a Unity Day. And up in Indiana, we decided we'd go down there with a sign that said, you know, the Serenity Prayer. That was our topic for the day, you know. Well, we almost got thrown out. They didn't like us at all for that. Because they believed in the Lord's Prayer, and that was it, you know. And we kept telling them that the world's going to change, the world's going to change, the world's going to change, and they just wouldn't bite on it, you know. But that was pretty cool, though, because we were there, and it happened, you know. And within a year, meetings started closing with the Serenity Prayer. Now, that's important to me because I feel like I was part of something there, you know. And that's what this is all about, being part of something, you know. Finding your home, finding a place to go, finding your home group, finding your position in that home group, whether it be a member, coffee maker, you know, greeter, etc. You know, I was reading one of the new pamphlets just yesterday about how a meeting works. You know, I think I still like the one to group better though. But like, you know, from that point on, we kind of like developed this like, you know, idea about ourselves. You know, we thought that like, well, we got all these people here. Maybe we should start our own area. So we thought about that in Indiana. We went, wrote guidelines. We did all kind of stuff. Well, it never happened, you know. So we stayed part of Northeast area. One day, through the no cell phones, no computers, no nothing, we got a word about these people that band together in Johnstown that were trying to start an area locally because they felt that they had enough meetings in the area to keep everybody, you know, organized in that, you know, at that place, you know, in Johnstown, you know. So me and a friend of mine, Don B, got in our cars and we heard that they were having an area meeting. We had this one phone number. We got down there, it was snowing and it was cold and stuff, and we stopped at the Sheets down there by that McDonald's, you know, and we called this number and we says, hey, we're looking for this place, we'd like to join, you know. And we didn't even get to hang up the phone and the car was pulling in because we didn't know we were right around the corner from it, you know. And this guy goes, are you here for the Narcotics Anonymous area stuff? And I went, yeah, we want to check it out and see if, you know, if Indiana wants to be a part of it. Well, we were there probably about, you know, well, for a whole area meeting, which lasted about 35 minutes. And, you know, within 15, we decided that we'd be part of it, you know. That was the first step that Indiana took to combine itself with Johnstown, no Altoona or nothing yet, you know, and develop an area service committee in Johnstown that we would support. So we had this mix of people that was like, you know, people from Pittsburgh that didn't know nothing, people from Indiana that didn't know nothing, you know, and then the people in Johnstown that just wanted to know nothing, you know. So like you know, we sat there and we talked, and then we spent more time drinking coffee at the Eaton Park than we did at the meeting, making plans of our future, you know, trying to develop something that would be solid enough to carry and sustain a group of about 15 meetings, you know. So, you know, we talked and we got excited about it. You know, that's something that's, you know, it's still lacking in many service commitments. You know, when you do something in service, you got to be excited about it. You know, you got to want to do it. It's like when you come into rooms, you know, you got to say, you know, I want to give this recovery a chance, but only a little bit, you know, because it's got to give you something back, right? We always wanting something from wherever we go, you know. We're recovering addicts, you know. It's like you know, let's say it's one of your character defects, you know. You got a lot of money, you want more. What does that say? You know, greed. All right, you know. That's what we wanted. You know, we were greedy. We weren't selfish or nothing because we did not lose communication with our region at any time throughout this. You know, we kept on. You know, we were proud to go down there and say, you know, well, many of you heard me say this, but you know, we want to be the Cambria, Somerset, Indiana area of Narcotics Anonymous, you know, and that's what we had chosen for us by the day, you know, and if you spell that out, that's spelled sickna, you know, that's what we were, a bunch of sick people trying to make something happen, you know. So like, after, you know, several meetings, you know, several months of organizing, figuring out how, we sold the literature out of a trunk of a car, you know, I mean, and it worked, you know, it worked. I mean, you needed some, the guy got in the car, he drove it up to you, you bought it from him, and he drove back home, you know, but like, it worked for us, you know, we had the will. We had the ability to unify ourselves and do something, you know, and so forth. Then the area became a solid part of the Indiana and Johnstown area. It It grew. It flourished. We brought people in. And talk about excitement. You know, the people that were there were just so excited about having something of their very own, you know. And that's what it's like when you're part of a home group, part of an area, part of a region. It's your home, you know. I mean, when they start getting to the zonal forums and, you know, the history thing that they're doing now about when they go into Kansas to try to figure out a service thing here in the middle of the United States. You know, I didn't read it all, but I kind of know a little bit about it, you know. And, I don't know. When you do that stuff, it builds up a momentum within yourself to keep you on doing it, you know. And, for myself, I've been doing it a long time, and, you know, I agree with, the pamphlet I read yesterday, they used the word leadership, you know, and, I guess, you know, we have our own wills, we do what we want, but you know what, when you get in a room with a bunch of people in there and stuff, it's got to be a leader, you know. I mean, they're called chair people. We try not to call them leaders, but they're the chairperson, you know. And that's, you know, many times I've gone to regional meetings and got told to shut up. Address the chair first, you know. And that's good, you know, especially for a guy like me. Because I just yakety, 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 yak all the way through, you know. Paul is sitting on one side of the room, and I'm over there doing hand signals to her, you know. And she's smiling away, and I'm just going, you know, I'm beating right into it, you know. But like, you know. We need that stuff, you know, and that's what we developed here in the Laurel Mountains Highland area. We developed a group. We had a group of people, or have a group of people, that are willing to sit up there and take the abuse that other people dish out. And I'm an abuser sometimes, you know. I bring up things that some people just don't think about, you know. Sometimes I bring up things that other people bring up things I don't think about, you know. That's what makes it so wonderful. You got 15 people in a room, 15 brains going at one time. One guy had never been there before, and he asked the best question of all. You know, isn't that strange? Sometimes newcomers, they carry a message to us all the time. They ask the best questions, you know, and that's what started it. So here we are. We're probably in year three now. We figured out that if we sell literature and add 7% to us, we'll be able to collect a stockpile and be able to continue operating, you know. And then all of a sudden we got this $800 stockpile of literature, you know. And that's like, wow, you know, this is, you know, self-identification right there. You know, we sell literature to everybody, and we just go, all we had to do is go down to Pittsburgh and pick it up. So, you know, meetings go on. In the beginning it was maybe three or four people would chair every 2 years, you know. Same person would have to jump back up. And then this one guy, I mean, we were just a beginning of the area, and this one guy says, why don't we start a unity retreat? And we all just said, what, are you crazy? We can't even get the people to come to the meetings, you know? I mean, come to our area meetings and stuff, you know? And so we kicked it around a little bit, you know, and stuff. I skipped a little part. By this time, we're sitting down, and a bunch of us in a room, and sitting down and writing down these things called guidelines, you know, and we're trying to formulate something that everybody can understand. And it's so cool in the beginning because it's so vague, you know. I mean, they all got so many holes in it. Every time you sit in a meeting, it says, well, it only says suggested, you know, or it only says this much, you know. And that stuff burns you every now and then, you know, and it will burn you, you know. You gotta speak clear to addicts, real clear. You gotta make sure that they understand what you're trying to say, you know, what you're trying to say. And when you leave those doors open, boy, them ones that come up with them questions, you know, well, I don't know. The old timers always go, well, it's always been policy that we did it that way, you know, or something like that, you know. And it's kind of funny because they go, oh, okay, you know, sure, why not, you know. But we just don't know. That's what it is, I guess. You know, honestly, we just don't know. A couple new faces. So, you know, this area has gone. There hasn't been an area that hasn't gone through what we've gone through, you know. I mean, when I went to region last time, I just found out that the southwestern area closed down, you know. Now they got groups that are just undecided. They call them undecided or something like that, or where they're going to be. But they're you know, they don't know where to join, I suppose, you know, where they want to go, because they probably travel and stuff like that. But like we've sat here, you know, on the third Saturday of every month, right here in this room, and have put together ideas. We've put together policies. We've built up a unity retreat, you know, that has gone and taken us to, you know, leaps and bounds with what we hear from people and stuff, you know. And you don't know how good that sounds when somebody comes up to you from the Poconos and says, "Man, I'm coming to your retreat every year because you guys got something that's happening here, you know." And it's something, you know. You go to these things and you get your committees and your stuff, and you go around and you greet the people there. You say hi to, you know, that's one thing when I was chair. I went to every campsite. And not only to eat, you know. I wanted to say hi. I did find some good food, though, let me tell you. Pancakes in the morning, steak at night, you know. It was always a good thing there, you know. But like this, see, this is what comes from all this, you know. It comes as a little spark in somebody's eye or somebody's mind, you know. And then we all get together and we start putting these pieces together and start asking for people to help and stuff like that. And then it all just starts, you know, evolving, you know. And we always get to this point in the retreat, and this probably I was on a convention committee in Pittsburgh for 4 years. I'm about 07. No, number 7. That's what it was. Something like that. And after so long, it was convention number 7. After a while, you get so far in these things where you no longer have control of it. You know what I'm saying? You don't have control of it. You turn it over, and your higher power takes over and makes things happen. And all of a sudden, you get there, you know, and everybody that's there shows up. It's just like setting up chairs at a meeting. All of a sudden, you show up. There's nobody there. You all of a sudden, you got 3 chairs set up. Then you got 6 chairs set up. Next thing you know, you got your room all ready to go. The coffee's making funny noises in the back of the room and stuff, you know, and everything like that. And it all just happens. And who takes over then? Who takes over there? We don't have no leader then. We don't have nobody there. You know, it's a higher power taking care of us, showing us what we've been doing and what we need to keep doing is the right thing. You know. The right thing. Okay, I'm done. Thanks. No. Oh, come on! You people, hey, Jimmy's going to stare me down to death here. Okay, so here we go, you know. We're evolved. We're constructive. We've got events going on. We fill, 70% of our positions now. That's not too bad, you know. I mean, that's common, I think. I mean, I think we're running with a good percentage there, you know. 70%, I think we're missing the most important things, P&A and BOD, you know, stuff like that, you know. But, you know, who knows what a BOD is? I bet you 12 of you don't. I bet you the rest of you do, though. You know, you might have heard the word before, you know. It's the board of directors, and they run our financials out of Pittsburgh, okay? Okay. So, you know, so what we have here is something that helps keep us connected, unified. I use that word because that's what I got to speak on here in a little bit, you know. It keeps us unified, and it keeps us all, well, we're supposed to stay in check with each other, you know. I mean, I remember, this is, you know, I don't care if date yourself or whatever, you know, you used to have to go to other meetings to find out what was going on in their area, you know. I had to go to Holiday Park to find out what was going on somewhere else. I had to go downtown to inner city, you know, to find out what's going on somewhere else, you know. Now we get our ideas together and we you know, send them out electronically, I guess, you know. I thank Rich for that, too. He's the biggest electronic nut I ever known in my life, you know. He sends me stuff to places I'll never even be able to go to. India. India. I can't go to India, you know. I wouldn't go to India, let me tell you that right now. You know, pay for my ticket. I don't care. I ain't going. So, yeah, right. You know, but things like this all happen because, like, a handful of willing people were able to sit down in a room and sometimes argue, sometimes, you know, just come in and be, you know, just have a good conscience, you know. Einstein put it, conscious is God sitting in the room and not being seen. Now, Einstein said that. I didn't say that. I would have said something like, I don't know what I would have said. You don't want to hear it anyway. You know? So, like, you know, and that's what this area has accomplished, you know. We've been doing it for 16 years. We've had a retreat for 15 of them, and we've been successful. And we believe that for some reason we're doing the right thing here, like within ourselves, to keep us unified, to keep us involved, to keep us excited, you know. And at the same time, this is no lie, we need funds to run these things, you know. This retreat that Drew's selling shirts for back there, you know, that's going to help us help the region. I don't want to say the world because I don't like them. So. That's my opinion. I'm going to hold that, you know, nobody else. We've been cut out. That's all I'll say. So, like, you know, and that's what we do here, you know. I've sat at I went to Ohio for a retreat, and I sat through one of their area committees, and I did not see a single difference than what we do here, you know, except they had less people, you know. I mean, they were struggling to get this done. They were struggling to find bodies to do this, you know. They had the greatest ideas in the world just like we do, but you couldn't get them to evolve, you know. They just wouldn't evolve. They wouldn't happen, you know, because, you know, the lack of responsibility on people that I don't want to go there. I can't say that. So, you know, it's an important thing. You say you're going to do something in Narcotics Anonymous. You got people around here that really want to trust you. And I trust you as soon as you walk in that door until the time comes where I can't, you know. And I'll give you so many chances, but after a while, I just got to say, you know, we can't put you in this position because we can't trust you doing what you're doing, you know. If you're going to say you're going to do something, try to do it. It's important. It's very important because look at all the people counting on all the people that worked on this here today are counting on you to be here, you know. And they were counting on their people to be here to make the stir my sauce. They was counting on us to be here, you know. And here we are. So I see them walking around and not stirring the sauce. But like, you know, so like, you know, I don't know what else to say about this area. It's struggled, but we made it. We cried, but we made it, you know. We suffered, but we grew, you know. We did a lot of things wrong. I mean, we thought we had the best guidelines in the world because we copied them from Chicago, Florida, and Pittsburgh, you know. We thought we had the best ones in the world because we sat down in the room and did it ourselves. You know what? They were. They really were the best ones in the world because we did it for us. We did it here, you know. And that's what made it happen, you know. A bunch of people just believing that this is going to happen. Well, like I said, 16 years later, we're holding our own. We still got 44 groups or 40 groups maybe. And we still have 17 members showing up. That's a message I'm carrying here. Any GSRs here, you know, keep coming back. It gets better. It really does. I mean, this. We go to outside meetings. I got a report from somebody. They go to outside meetings, you know, and they're in our area, but they don't even have a GSR. Their meetings are so big because they got halfway houses going there and stuff like that. They have three people running the meeting, maybe four, you know. They don't have time. You know, we all need support, like wherever you go, you know. I mean, I am guilty. I don't support events as much as I used to. I pick and choose, you know. If there's a circus at your thing, I'm going, you know. I like circuses, you know. Gil could be in the center stage. All right, so I hope you got a little bit about that, about what you think you know. I'll let you know what you have here. Because this is what it is. It's a bunch of people just willing to go out on a limb and hope that you're ready to follow, you know. All right, now let's see. Now we're going to speak a little bit about unity, okay? I'll tell a joke first, but if you know the answer, don't say it. All right? Ready, Paul?
Yeah.
Okay. How much coke and crack cocaine does Charlie Sheen do in a weekend? Enough to kill 2.5 men! Ha ha ha. He's not in the rooms, dear. He's not in the rooms. He doesn't get anonymity. All right. Unity. I'm going to get serious about this now. How am I doing? All right, good. All right, unit. Thank you very much. Unity. You know, unity starts with one person. Always. When I first walked into these rooms, I did not know what unity was. I walked in as a single, lonely person that was looking for something that I thought I might find here. When I came in here, my unity was surrounded with how my stomach felt. You know? If I didn't feel right about it, I didn't take part in it, you know? It wasn't the hugging thing. I was cool with that, you know? Everybody kept saying they do it in London or something like that, you know? And I said, well, you know, fine, okay. I'm okay with that. It wasn't with, you know, having to pick up a basic text and well, they gave me mine in rehab, so I didn't have to buy one, you know? That one only cost $14,000, so. But like, so like, you know, when I came in, I had this, you know, I had to figure out what I wanted to do, you know, and all my decisions were made by my stomach, you know, and I believe that, like, sometimes, you know, that your gut feeling sometimes kind of gets you in the right place, you know, tells you if you're doing the wrong thing or if you've done the wrong thing, you feel it down here, you know, in the beginning, oh, what did I do? I'm going to throw up. I don't feel right. You know, well, that's where it started with me. You know, I made my decisions that way, you know. But after being here for a little while, I started putting a couple of the pieces together I had in my, you know, in my learnings from reading the basic text, remembering what I was told in rehab, you know, because I had a very, very good counselor. I think that's where I met Bobby P. first ever, you know. Jeannie, my ex there, said the same thing too. But like, I learned then after I couldn't make the decision with my stomach, I involved my head, you know. I started thinking about the decisions I was making. You know, and I was trying to, you know, decide, you know, and then, you know, this is years in process, you know, this is not just an overnight thing, this is years in process. And then I started thinking about what else needs to be added to this piece of work here, you know, so I went out and got a new liver and put it in and see if that would help, you know, that didn't help, you know, that's unity, having somebody else's parts in you, you know. But like, I realized that after a while, I had to start using my heart, you know. Then I put all three together. I had my stomach, my brain, and I had my heart, you know. And all those three created unity only within me. Nobody else. This is me, you know. This is what I did, you know. I started realizing that, you know, now that I'm getting myself together, and starting to understand what this recovery could possibly be for me, I could start going out that way with it and that way with it, you know. In this you know, recovery thing we got going here, this wonderful recovery thing. You want a friend, you got to be a friend, you know. I mean, it's very important, you know. We come in here broken, beat up, you know, just totally, many of us come in just okay, you know, but a lot of us are beat up. I've seen some beat up, you know. I mean, I'm not picking on the city people, but I got to tell you, you guys got the sickest ones I've ever seen, you know. And no, but you know what? That's a city life. It's high speed living, high speed using, you know. I mean, it's up there. I mean, you know, you got more than 15,000 people in your town. You know, you're in for a ride if you're using, you know. Greensburg, that's big, you know. That's big. Pittsburgh, big, you know. New York City, it's my home. Big, you know. You learn things out there, and you get beat up. So when you come in here, you just might be looking for that friend, you know. Somebody that might just want to do what you ask them to, you know, to try to get this thing going. Now, you got one, and then you got two. You know, then you go to meeting and you got maybe eight. You know, it's starting. The process is starting to happen around you. You know, and that's a process you cannot stop. You cannot control. You know, it's just something that happens. Before you know it, you know, you're sitting in a room of people that are all your friends that you agree with and share with, you know, some of your most intimate stuff, you know, stuff that happens, you know. And you know what? I got to tell you, that women and women thing and the guy and guy thing is pretty cool, you know. That's pretty cool because, like, you know, I got to tell you, I don't want to hear your woman shit, you know. Sometimes I don't want to hear the guy shit. But, you know what, sometimes it's all there is another woman to share with or another guy to share with. And that's what unity's starting there, you know. You're developing a relationship that goes beyond, up and beyond, you know. I mean, you know, unity, that's a big word, you know. You know the you and I thing, you know. But like, you know, and after you start becoming part of this fellowship, you know, you start realizing that there's a lot of people that are just like you, learned the way you did the things you did, and followed in the same footsteps you did, just maybe a couple years later, you know. It just goes on and on like that. And then you do something called a road trip. You get in the car.
Yeah.
You drive to Connecticut. We did that on. We've done that. You know, after a meeting. What do you want to do after a meeting? I don't know. I heard there's one in Connecticut. So we went. My mom. We stopped at my mom's house for breakfast that morning. You know, she lives on Long Island. And then we boogied on up to Connecticut. And we were at a convention. You know, four of us stayed up all night, all day. Got to this convention, listened to two speakers, and fell asleep. You know, it was great. But like, you know, see, and that's the snowball effect, you know. It's getting bigger. It's getting bigger. The lives that we are intermeshing with and the people that we're meeting is making our we bigger, you know. I mean, yes, we all have numbers from people in other states. How many you call them, though, you know? I mean, you know, not a lot. I mean, I have a lot of numbers, you know. That guy that spoke Sunday morning in at the Start to Live, you know, he lived like real close to where I grew up, you know. So I said, why don't you give me your number, you know? When I come back home, maybe I'll look you up. Well, I've been home once since then, and I didn't look him up, you know. So, I mean, it's just the way it is sometimes. You get tied up in your own stuff. Going other places and finding the same thing going on, just because the words are stated different, and readings are a little different in the beginning, you know, they're a bunch of addicts sitting in a room wanting the same thing you want, you know? Recovery. And recovery is the only thing that I can say I got to offer, because I'm not going to give you my money, you know? I can't do that. I don't have any. So, you know, unity happened to me today. I knew I was going to talk about this. I'm driving down the road on my way here, you know? I get a phone call. And I says, oh, I need a ride, you know. Beep, beep. So you know them places you ain't allowed to turn around on the highway? Turn around right there, start heading back, pick somebody up. Why? Because they want to be here and be part of this, you know. And I no addict left behind. That was my move. And it worked. We're all here, you know. We're all here now, you know. So, like, you know, that's unity. That's sharing what you have with somebody else, you know. Somebody else that can't quite get it, you know. And it's a big step for mankind and a giant leap for the big addict, you know. It really is, because, you know, we come here, like I said, beat up and tattered, wondering what's going to happen when you walk in a room. I don't know if everybody remembers their first time walking in a room. I open my mouth and I yell, I'm here. You know, I've seen people come in and, you know, they don't share for a month. You know what? I think that's cool, you know, because they're feeling us out. They're checking to see what's going on. How crazy are we? You know, how real are we? Do we want them there? Do we not? You know, got a guy come up to me couple years ago. He says, you know what I like about you? I go, what's that? He says, there ain't been a newcomer yet come in this room that you ain't said anything to, you know? You ain't said hi to, you know? Thanks, Rich. Brooke, yeah, didn't even have. But I haven't done that in a while. But I'm starting to do it again because I feel it's important, you know? That guy's got to want to come back, you know? That lady's got to want to come back and be part of what we got going here because, you know, I know a few that come in and you try to love them as much as you can and they still go out and they die, you know? They die. It's serious, you know? They die. And when that all happens, you know, you think, well, didn't I not do enough? Did I do enough? You know? What could you do? I've gotten up at 2 o'clock in the morning and gone out to Eaton Park to meet somebody who said they wanted to use, you know? And I sat with them. We drank coffee. I was very, very new. I thought I was doing the right thing by telling them, if you use, you're going to die, you know? Actually, I realized now that probably was the right thing to say. Well, he used. He didn't die, but he used and he never came back, you know? That just shows me that I don't have the power. I don't got the power to stop you from getting high. You know, like I said, you sitting here right now, all I'm going to do is keep you clean for as long as they let me chatter away up here, you know? That's all the power I got, you know? And it's good to look around and see all the faces here, you know? Smiling faces, angry faces, sad faces, smiling faces, you know? Mustaches, beards, you know? Everything, you know? Unity comes in so many different shapes and forms, you know? I love it, you know? It's what you see. What do you want when you come in here, you know? What do you want, you know? You want somebody to hold your hand and tell you everything's going to be okay? Well, if you're coming off the street and you're sick, it's not going to be okay, you know? For a little while, it's going to be rough, and I will hold your hand, you know? I will hold your hand for a while, you know, until you get through it, because I went through it, you know? And I know how fun it is, you know? It's death creeping on your back door ready to take you away. But you don't want to go. So you come in these rooms and you try to do the right thing, you know? And that's what we're here for. Every one of you carries 10 pounds of unity. I don't care if it's in your left leg, your arm, you know? You all got it, you know? Sometimes it don't come out right. Sometimes it does. But as long as you try to give it, that's the most important part, you know? You share the wealth that you've been given in these rooms with people. And you stay open-minded about it. I'm not going to say you're going to be president of NA, because I already am. I didn't think they had two presidents or something. So it's some words that you say. Right there. My gratitude speaks when I care and when I share the NA way. Any other ones? Nope. That's the only one I'm interested in right now. So, what else possibly encourages you to be part of this fellowship, you know? Is it coming in and having to take responsibility of yourself? Is it coming in here and having a place to go on a Friday night, you know? You know, I don't know what they do in other areas, but I know they go bowling where I live. I don't participate. I got a wife. And I got to go home. But that's okay too, you know. Sometimes I have trouble relating to this new NA, which I believe is. I don't know if is there an old NA? I would imagine there is, you know. I mean, you know, because they didn't have so many pamphlets, you know, or stuff like that. You know, they had a little white book and they showed up and they gathered in somebody's house and they said, you know what? What can we do to help you stop using today? Just today, you know. Let's not worry about tomorrow. We're only going to stay clean today, you know. Now it's like, you know, you come in, you get like a newcomer package, you get a white key tag and stuff, you know. And that's all good, I guess, you know, if that's where a person can get recovery from. I don't think so. I was taught recovery. I got a good sponsor, you know, and he's walked me through everything, you know. Still loves me, still cares about me. Still takes the time to call me, see how I'm doing, me call him, you know. But, you know, he's far, he's in Pittsburgh and I'm up here. And that makes, you know, phone calls sometimes just ain't enough. And that's why we have to use each other, whoever's sitting next to you at the meeting, you know. I'm not good at meetings. I get told to shut up all the time. Because I yak. Don't be shaking your heads and agreeing with me because it ain't true. I'm talking important stuff. I'm keeping you clean. I'm sharing my wealth. No, not really. Not all the time. But like, you know, it's just this process is so long. You know, it's so long. I mean, you know, you get a year clean and you're all happy and everything, you know, but you still find out you got things wrong with you. You get 2 years clean, find out you still got the same things wrong with you, you know. Then you get 25 years clean and you find out everything's wrong with you again. You know, same things, you know. They, it's like they come back, you know. So what do I do? This is for me. What I do is I call my sponsor and I say, hey, Billy, you know what? I need to write my sixth step over again. You know, I need to do that again or something because I'm getting crazy over this stuff. You know, I got a job that I obsess over. I take it home with me. You know, I wish I wouldn't do that. I've learned to get away from that a little bit, you know, but, you know, and that's because I like what I do, because this fellowship gave me the ability to learn again, you know, and I taught myself something. You know, a lot of us have switched jobs since we've been in the fellowship because they've closed the doors on us when we were not in the fellowship, you know, and, you know, we got new lives now, you know, and a lot of us actually like what we do, you know. We learn again. We start to be responsible, you know. We look at things like, well, I guess maybe it's the way you're supposed to. I don't know that because there's people that actually do this without doing this, you know, and they're all right. I don't know any. I don't. I don't know anybody that actually some data. But my mom can do it. She never had a drink in her life, you know? She had a job all her life. She was responsible. She raised my two sisters and me, you know? And so I guess I do know somebody. Most important person in my life, by the way. You know, my mom. She's cool. But, like, she can't even speak English, too. How about that? Nobody knew that. I'm bilingual. How about that? You know? So there. You people are funny. Okay. What? ¿Qué tú quieres saber? Do you know what I said? I said, what do you want to know? That's it. You know? It's kind of cool in a way, you know, because I remember when I used to go cop in Spanish Harlem, you know, they'd be yakking away and stuff, saying stuff that they didn't think I knew what they were saying. I said, we ain't buying dope from you. I know what you said. Go to Walmart, see these guys pushing around with Mexicans coming down. You know, I know what they're saying. It's all good. All right. Back to the unity here. I like having fun when I'm around a lot of people that I love, you know. Everyone, I don't know a lot of you, you know. Ones I know, I've known a long time. The ones I don't know, I'm going to know for a long time, I hope. You know, that's what I want. That's what I want. I want you to become part of the circle.
Yeah.
Jump in the middle. You know, one of my sponsors did this to me one time. This was crazy. I wasn't into this unity thing, maybe, I guess, is what you'll call it. He made me stand in the circle of closing at every meeting and tell every single person in that meeting I love them. You know how hard that was? Thank God there was only 5 people in that group. That's the truth. It was small. But doing it, you know? But what if I didn't love them? Was I weak or was I wrong? I don't know. I gotta love everybody, you know. It's yes, you do. You really do. You know, you got to. And then, you know, you're gonna have them ups and downs where you think that, like, you know, because somebody isn't part of your we, that they don't understand. You know, you're gonna run into that. Stir my sauce! Thank you. Good sauce, man. Go for the little black part. That's the stuff. All right. So, oh, God, I lost it. Here we go. Okay. Well, we'll move on to something else. We have come here today to have our daily bread, and share it with the people next to us and make it be an enjoyable day, something to remember, And I think with the crowd we have here today, this is what I call a success in Narcotics Anonymous. When you live and you cover a 700-square-mile radius of groups and meetings, in our Laurel Mountains Highland area, that's how much it is, 700 square miles. Wow. Sounds big, but it's only about that big. So, but like, this is a success to me because people are willing to become part of something here that's going to live way past when we're gone. I know way past when I'm gone because I don't got much left to go, maybe another 40, 50 years. Then I'm going to have to quit going to meetings. So just remember, everybody here, there's enough to go around for everybody. And it sounds like I'm closing, but I'm not. I got a little bit of wind left in me yet. And 15 minutes. So, you come back to these rooms, you learn as much as you can, you share as much as you can, I mean, I used to get mad when people wouldn't share at meetings in the beginning. I didn't realize that, I must have been different because I shared at my first meeting, I'm an addict. That was it. I shared though. Now I don't feel that way. I feel that they got to find their spot to become part of this we. You just don't just jump in with both feet because you don't know what you're going to find in here, Many of us have come into these rooms and seen people that we knew from the outer world, the outside boundaries, And they come in and you've been here for a while, and you're so happy to see these people, So you give them a warm hug, and you tell them, you got to try to keep coming back or it's going to get better here, And the only reason you say that is because you believe it yourself, You've come in here, and you've learned. You've educated yourself. You've educated others. Just like Timmy said. I love that part he said about who am I sponsoring today, There were some times there where, there was a line, just because you just want to share with them. That's all, just sharing with them, letting them know what's going on. Welcome them, saying, hey, this is not as bad as it sounds, It's work. It makes you grow up real fast. I mean, that young lady that spoke, she came in at, 20? Oh, my God, I mean, this program makes you grow up, It makes you grab hold of them, pull them up, because it's a rough ride if you don't. I don't know. Sometimes I come in here and I see the empty chairs. I was going to say something about these empty chairs in the front since I was speaking about unity, but I figured I didn't want to. Yeah, insult anybody, but that's okay. You're comfortable right where you're at, and I speak loud enough you can hear me. Way back there. It's going to come a time in all of our lives when you're going to have to, admit things to yourself about why you're here. Some of us, we differentiate from each other. If you didn't use heroin, you don't belong here. If you didn't do that, you belong over there, You know what? If you ate too much cheese, come. We had this one girl come in from IUP. She was in Overeaters Anonymous, and they couldn't find any meetings in town, so she came and joined Narcotics Anonymous. She was so cool. She was such a nice person, and she fit right in because they did what we do. A little different level, of course, but she, you know, and it was every week she'd be there, you know, and it was just, that was awesome. You know, she wanted to be part of something, you know. Being unified with us was something very special to her because we would take the time just to talk to her and show her that we cared and we didn't want her going out and having that hamburger, you know. I mean, seriously, you know, it was cool. It was so cool, you know. And then there was, you know, we've had people come in. Well, we have a college in town, so we get all kind of stuff. We have people come in to observe us. And they bring their little notepads and their microphones and everything. We go, no, you can't do that. Well, this is for my class. I said, I don't care. You know what? These people value what they have here privately. I mean, I'm not going to let, well, you or anybody else make them not want to be part of this meeting because of what you're doing. It says, we'll let you come here, sit and listen, and whatever you can remember, except for names, you can put in your thesis or whatever the heck you're doing, you know. And, you know, I mean, sometimes we have to protect ourselves. Protect ourselves from not just ourselves, but protect ourselves from the outside world. My boss doesn't know I'm an addict, you know. I have to tell him little white lies every now and then when I got to go to a region, an area, you know. I said, I got a thing I got to do. He never really pries, so usually thing is good enough, you know. Today, I had to lie, you know, a little bit, because I had to leave work at 11 so I could get up here. Still didn't get here till 2, because I got the N.A. car. I drove a bunch of people up here in my N.A. car. We all got N.A. cars, you know. That's a good part of the unity right there, or the we, how it works, you know, picking somebody up and dragging them around. I mean, bringing them to a meeting, you know, giving them a place to go. Drive that, you know, extra mile out and bring somebody back and then drive that extra mile out and take them home. Make sure they're safe and stuff, you know. We do a lot of stuff, you know. Do you ever do something and not tell anybody? That is hard. I've done it, though, you know, and I think that's cool, you know. I'm not here for that pat on the back. I'm glad you're all chuckling at some of the things I say. You know, it makes me feel good and it helps me loosen up a little bit, too. But you know what? I'm here to tell you a few things that I hope might save your life someday by going out and saving somebody else's life. Isn't that like the one tells one tells two, two tell four, and next thing you know, 100 people heard about Narcotics Anonymous and how good it is for us, you know? It's a struggle. It's a struggle for all of us. I mean, I've been around a while. A lot of you know that. I still go to as many meetings as I can, you know? I don't know if I should say this, but... All right, I pick and choose! There's some I just don't want to go to, and there's some I need to rest. I need to rest sometimes, you know, so I can't make it to all of them, you know? My home group falls on a good night. It's a weekend. You know, that's probably why I picked it. I made it convenient for me because I'm the only one that I got to take care of right now. I can't take care of anybody else in this room unless you come up and ask me. And then I'm going to tell you, join Sunday night. Best home group, right? Yeah, I know. You're supposed to love that meeting, you know? Your home group, you're supposed to love it. You're supposed to cherish it. You're supposed to be a coffee maker, you know? You're supposed to do the greeting. You're supposed to do everything there is to do in that group because it's, you know, it's yours. You built your foundation there, you know? And everybody has one. Just like a key tag. You all had to get one. First one, I should say. So, well, listen. I think I've bored everybody long enough. Look. 5 minutes. I'll make it short then. Thank you all for being here. Thank you all the speakers and everything for being here. I really, really appreciate seeing all the faces. In closing, I like closing this way. I heard this a while back. Actually, I think I made it up. No, I didn't. No way. Couldn't happen. You know, anybody here believe in angels? You should. Because you never know when that person sitting next to you is meeting is going to save your ass. Thanks.